As you get older, you look back on the things you did when you were younger. A lot of times you'll say, wow, that wasn't a great idea. What was I thinking? But also you can think at the same time, that was still a lot of fun, even though that wasn't the greatest idea. And that's a good way to summarize something that I did in the early 2000s. In my younger days, I wanted to share with you all here on today's episode. So welcome. Mondays, Wednesdays, we talk apologetics and theology. Friday, whatever I want to talk about. And today, I want to fill you in on a fun thing I did when I was a younger man. It would have been in 2009. Pretty sure it was 2009. That's what's listed here on imdb.com. Though we might have filmed it earlier before that. No, it wasn't 2008. I think it was 2009. I was involved in a zombie movie. Yes, yes. Yours truly, Trent Horn, was a cinematographer, the director of photography for a feature-length motion picture. And you can go to imdb.com to search for Life Room, L-I-F-E, space, room, Life Room. You can watch the trailer. I'm not sure where you can get an actual copy of Life Room if you want to watch it. But I just want to talk with you all about what I did back in the day, because it's a funny thing. So that was, that would have been 15 years ago, 16 years ago. So that was in my early 20s. I would have been around like 24 or so. And I had experience in video production. I worked in high school. I worked for Park & Company. They were an advertising company. So I remember my senior year of high school, I left. I got all my classes done early. I was planning to go to community college, so I didn't work extra hard in high school. So senior year, I had, how did my class go? I had government, then student government, then video production class, then English 4, and then I was done. I was done at lunch, and I left, and I went to Park & Company. They were across the street from my high school. I did editing and video work there till about, so it was noon till, I don't know, like 4 or 5 o'clock. And then after that, I would go and usually head over to somebody's house, hang out there, and I rode my bike there. And eventually, I got a car eventually, but I was still riding my bike for a while. And I would just kind of go and hang out with people's houses. Homework, well, remember my course load? You know, government, student government, video production, English. I kind of gave up trying my senior year. But so video was a big thing for me. And I remember back then, I even saved up money to buy a Canon XL2. It used mini DV tapes. It had a 16:9 cinematic film setting. You could film at 24p, 24 frames per second, still on digital videotape. And this was like this is a big, hefty, it was a huge camera relative to the amazing things you can shoot on your iPhone today. But it was a big camera. It cost me like $4,000. I saved up to buy it. And I used it for video projects. I used it to help my youth group out. And so after high school, you know, I volunteered for my youth group, the group that helped me to become Catholic, and I would make the videos for them for our nights. It was a Life Teen youth group, okay? And at the parish, St. Teresa Parish, where we would host these events, there was a room for the young people to gather called the Life Room, where the Life Teen Club was. So in the early 2000s, that was also a big time for zombie films. When Dawn of the Dead came out, like, if you weren't around then, you don't really understand, like, zombie movies back then were like how Marvel was 5 years ago or 6 years ago. It was like everything was superheroes and sky's the limit. Everything was zombies like 20 years ago. So 2004, Dawn of the Dead, then Day of the Dead, then 28 Days Later. You had all these zombie movies. That's what everybody was into back then. And so my friend, Eric Ray, who also enjoys video production editing and was a member of the Life Teen group, he was married, but he was one of the volunteers in the group. He really loved older movies. He would have us get together in Life Room to watch old cult bad movies like Manos, Hands of Fate. He said he wanted to make a zombie film. We're like, okay, yeah, sure. He's like, guys, I wrote the script for it, and Trent could use his camera, and I put out a casting call, and let's make a full-length zombie film this summer. I think it was 2009. Okay, all right. And I was really trying to humor Eric because I thought, it's never going to happen, but maybe it'd be fun. So we go there. We go to Civic Center Park, and we just are waiting there, and I've got a camera to do screen tests for people. And he just put out an ad on Craigslist, other places, actors for zombie movie. And there must have been 50 people that showed up for this. And these were people who were real, actors, some of them. One of them had been in a Jamie Foxx film. And I was sitting there like, oh, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? They think this is a real movie. Well, there was one funny thing in the casting, though, that I have to share with you. So we had all these people coming, wanted to be in the film. And one of the applications, this young blonde girl, like, filled it out. And she's like, you know, thinking that she could be the next horror queen or something like that. And she fills it out. And under age, it clearly shows 16 slash through it, 18 written next to it. Because her boyfriend was with her and is like, they're not going to hire you if you're not an adult. And so she did that and then changed it from 16 to 18. We summarily, as youth ministers who have strict rules about when we can and can't be out with teenagers. I can't be out with them all hours of the night or something like that. We declined to have her be in the zombie film. And so I am sorry she didn't get her big break. And we just kept going. And then we signed up for production. And then I found myself that summer at our church and a few other locations like the local Walgreens filming the zombie movie. And it must have taken hundreds of hours spread out over the entire summer to film this thing. Though I was promised a 25% cut on all DVD sales for being in lieu of payment. I have yet to see my check because they had to, after costs were made up, and costs involved lots and lots of Hungry Howie's pizza. So that was the film, and we filmed. And it was a long, grueling process. I remember, at the very least, I appreciated that I would try to get really cool and intricate shots. That was the one thing that I had control over. But as we were going on, I mean, it was just long and grueling to try to get this done. I remember to get permission to use it on the church grounds. We couldn't use the word zombie, so we could never call them zombies, which actually in a lot of old zombie films are called ghouls. They aren't actually called zombies. So, I mean, I guess that's okay. But it was just, what's hard is it was just your standard zombie movie. There wasn't anything that creative about it. It's just like, there's zombies. Let's go to the life room. All right, we're stuck here. Now we got to get out of here. Oh no, bad things happened when we tried to leave. And that was it. The only thing that was interesting about it that made it different from every other zombie movie on the planet was Eric had an idea that the zombies, when people turn into zombies, then they drop, then they fall down and don't move from rigor mortis. And they start to move again when the rigor mortis wears off. That was the only interest. That was the only thing that was unique, I think, to other zombie stuff, which I actually thought was a cool thing. So there's a scene that we film where we're going in the gym and there's like a pizza party and everyone's all in rigor. And it's like, oh, okay, they can't get us in rigor mortis. And then the rigor mortis slowly wears off and they all start to get up. But you could have also called it darkness in the movie because we didn't use a lot of lighting. So there's a lot of scenes that come out pretty dark. I tried hard if I found a good light to like film from low angles and interesting angles, try to make things to turn out. There was something else, too. When we would film, we did one in the middle of the day to show when the zombie attacks start to happen. And we're in an alley with a bunch of people, and the zombies are there. And the police came. Somebody called because they saw a bunch of people covered in fake blood screaming in an alley. And then the police come. And there is a series of outtakes where we show people, you know, all the outtakes that happened off of that. But, yes, yeah, so we were here. So we had the main characters in our film were some of the people, volunteers from our youth group, and these other people who were trying to build their legitimate acting careers. And I did my best to not let the cat out of the bag that this is a fairly amateur production. And I felt like about halfway through they saw that, but they were in too deep. And so they really couldn't back out at this point, and they just wanted to get through it. If you go to imdb.com and look up Life Room, it's 2009, not rated, 1 hour, 5 minutes. So it's a movie in the sense that Dumbo is a movie, like 65 minutes long. There's 50 ratings, 3.6 out of 10. That's not horrible. I thought it'd be like 1.5, but it's not. Like a lot of it, it's just, there's not really stellar acting in it. Things are different now. The script is a little worse for wear. And I actually promised to edit the film, but by the end I was so burned, I told Eric, I was like, I can't edit this. I got to get back to school and life. And so he edited it. I think I made one of the trailers possibly for it, but I was like, I can't do this. I've got nothing. But I did enjoy that time with my friends. Like we would drive around in the golf cart and I hung on the outside of it with my camera trying to get like a cool shot. And we're like blazing down the road, trying to get away from the zombies, quote unquote. And it was a good time. And it's a good time when now life, when you have children, a full-time job, There's a lot more predictability and you don't have room for these sorts of adventures. So that's one thing that I miss is, you know, in the pre-married days, I guess, is the unpredictability of life. Like just going on a crazy adventure. Like, let's make a zombie movie this summer. Sure. Why not? I can stay up till 4 a.m. and not get sick. Not the case now. But then, of course, I remember back then that wasn't all roses because part of that unpredictability was a lot of anxiety. Like, what am I going to do with my life? Who am I going to marry? What's my job going to be? How am I going to provide for myself? How am I going to be a real grown-up? So the thing that I now nostalgically look back on, like, oh, those adventures back then, I probably didn't really enjoy. I looked forward in the future to having stability, disposable income, not living on one burrito a day or something like that. But that is the short take from doing Life Room. So if you want to go and watch the trailer for the film, so watch the trailer and know I shot every bit of that trailer. If you can find the movie, have fun. Maybe I'll get my patrons together and I'll show them Life Room. I don't know, but I don't know where you can find a copy of it. You can, maybe there's a DVD floating out there, but if you go to Life Room, the 2009 film on imdb.com, I am listed there, director of photography. You can watch the trailer, get an idea of some of the shooting that I did, and you might find that interesting. So thank you guys so much and hope you all have a very blessed weekend.